coming everyone, we need to understand in for language in Bosman.
Good morning, member Peter Murray, member of the school.
Good morning, everyone, I'm Besuni Lam.
Morning, Andy Letumana from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, my name is Ben Gaza. I'm the Senior Procedural Officer for the Standing Committee.
Ik wil zien, ik wil even mij helpen, maar ik wil het niet.
We have an adult establishment with more than 550 employees and more than 1,000 other kinds of employees, EPWP employees, Mozilla employees, interns, and so on. And we probably have a presence in every town, in some way, the library, museum, commons, in some way, we probably have some place. In the general review, our vacancy rate is important, 1.8%, and we operating on 51 sites, 181 schools, and 346 other schools. We also, in the general review, had a budget of 739 million, of which we spent 732 million, give or take a couple of things. It's an expenditure rate of 99.07% expenditure rate. And of the 108 performance indicators that we had for the year under review, we fully achieved 106 of 108. And the two that we didn't achieve, the raw matters and factors outside of our control, and obviously we get to that when we can speak about that. I think finally I want to say that we have a committed team. From a governance point of view, we received our 7th clean vote in a row. But more than that, chairperson and members, we committed to actually make a difference for social inclusion. And our governance is about finding people together. And that's the fabric that we call us as science. So we're very happy to present the panel to you and wish you available for questions and statements. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much
to
the minister and Mr. Guy. I want to have a moment of silence for all guest reporters, as you will speak that part. Members, I now table the annual report of the Department of Arts and Sport. We will deal with part A, which is pages 4 to 29. I'll take a round of hands, but before the hands, let us have a guy to make a decision to introduce yourself to the report.
Good morning, my name is John Berger. I'm Deputy Director in the Office of the Department.
Good morning, everyone.
I didn't hear that.
Members, are you ready? I trust that you are soon into it. Thank you.
what you are doing to revive
blood would respond.
And on page 11, with regards to the AHR, game changer program, I just want to understand in terms of how alcohol filter syndrome is a major concern in the province, and it causes women who drink excessive alcohol while pregnant. What is the department then going to do to ensure that it pursues a program to exclude women, in particular women, from to include them in terms of these programs as far as this is concerned? And what is the department going to do in terms of intervening in alcohol abuse that are taking place in our province, especially to those that have got the kind of problems?
Thank you. Thank you for the minute. Unfortunately, I have two questions, but before I ask my questions, I will assess the process that we have followed so far, and I may offer the question allowing members for the X amount of minutes to have proper interaction with the department, because I know that some of you will have extra questions.
Of course, it's not as linear as I am putting it.
John, and that is why in my opening remarks I said this is probably an important that touches every demographic in this country. Because we do, we touch every demographic, and we give people a sense of belonging. The mission of the department, we have to look at what unifies all our workers across us, doing the talent identification, mass participation, all involved in skills development as a department. We're all involved in policy and so on. And you see those words come up in the mission statement. So just on the vision and mission, we honestly believe in our members, in other words, our staff, honestly believe that we are living through that vision every day in the activities that we do, because we do touch many, many communities inside the Western Cape. Chair, I'm going to speak a little bit about WOZA, if I may, and say in relation to WOZA, the whole of society, which we piloted in four areas in the last year in June, that is in Grafton State, Orlando Bay, Kalimisha, and the other one was Nanberg and Overcock area. Our department is very active in Orlando Bay, in all those areas specifically. But the idea behind that is to say that people who interact in society really can't make a differential between what level of government is serving them and you know, what department you belong to, and some they just want the service. So the whole idea of that is to say, well, firstly, as a government, are our services integrated into the community, and we're piloting that kind of idea, especially in Grafton Center, Sultana Bay, and in the other areas, working with various communities there, and specifically the municipalities, to try and make sure that our services are integrated and that we can solve problems, good problems that communities have. In Grafton Center, for example, one of the issues that was raised there is heritage. That is. And if they put that on the table, we quickly put together the team that involved that, and we had sidelines to the various areas, and we solved. Basically, so it's about making sure that in the end you can deliver those integrated services to people. Because the citizen matter is the only citizen. Doesn't really care, you know, which department is in charge of what they want to do themselves. And I think we realize that. I think that's essentially the kind of approach inside the walls. How is the annual report put up? Well, we've got the printed copy, but also we have the we have a citizen's report, which we also give up, but besides that, we also in every sector we have our sector engagements. And specifically you asked about sport and education. They have a sophisticated system in civil society of sport councils, and they will meet with sport councils on a regular basis. So I think that's just my overall comments. I think just to also we're trying to deal with the question that our colleagues and the colleagues can follow it up to the water about the vision and mission. I can end with both the one and member Karma, you asked what indicators how we make sure that we in line with the vision. If you look at all the indicators, if you take the sports indicators for example, they're about like how many coaches we have, how many participate, what participation rates do we have, how many cultural organizations do we have. We believe that do give measures because it starts with our first premise, and our first premise being that social inclusion is about that sense of belonging. So the indicators measure are people actually participating in the things we actually do and are they getting that sense of belonging. So I think I would say that many of the indicators measure that in terms of that social inclusion. Just on the question of the after school and concept, remember that the after school program was a special program in the last term, specifically for the game changer, as you of course know. So they were the premier at that time. And the special structure was put up to be able to deal with. But the power of what we've done there is it's a very important program. Because children need to be active, they need to be engaging in things after school. And what we're building up now is a The same with the critique enterprise content management. The idea was originally the person in the post, Mr. Mohammed, is seconded from the Department of the Premier to assist us to deal with enterprise content management, to ultimately issue by records, electronic records, and we are the Department of Archives to deal with government records. So that's why this works under us, and that is why we had the enterprise content management person, and we're going to set that up also in terms of properly for this situation. I think we're constantly question of member again, just in terms of questions in relation to music and so on. But also I want to say that when it comes to drugs, alcohol, and so in the messaging that the department is doing, we are obviously teaching our young people and saying to them, look, here's a good example. These are good examples to follow, you need to follow these good examples. Please do not do drugs, please do not engage in alcohol abuse, and so on. So it's in the messaging that we have. And I think that is just one thing that we want to say, some of your comments about dividing parts and so on, maybe as the committee interacts with the department over time, we'll get the full extent of sort of what it means our reach. And in the art and culture area, we actually do have quite an extensive reach inside the community.
Those would be complete direct payment. For now, we're still in the process of basically putting all the social fabric for the road to work.
Thank you, Chair. Park work has been done to support the culture of Koi and Sam community. The approach we've taken here, Chair, is to
very much. The question for the article was what are the indicators? So to use a number of different indicators. The first is the number of schools that report after school activities, and that report is in the report, the 568, which is now 604 that are reporting it currently this year. Then the next is the number of learners that are registered for after school programs, which is learners who signed up for programs. Then we look at the number of learners that are attending regularly, which means twice a week, and consistently throughout the year, 70% of the time. And then we look at the learner outcomes. What impact does that have on the learners in terms of learner retention in the schooling system, which is one of our biggest challenges. It's a very, very high dropout rate. And learner achievement. That could be academic achievements, or it could be sporting achievements, participating in district or provincial or national level competitions, or estate bids, etc. So those are the different indicators we use. We've done some studies on the outcome level, because that's the most difficult one to report. And we've done for the academic programs to check that they are having a statistically significant impact on learners' academic results. And the results show that they are. So that's really good. And we're now looking at some of the sport and arts programs to again look at what that correlation is and what the impact of the program is. Thank you.
Formulation of provincial
wanted to do 6 minutes, seeing our captain with number 6, I can only allow you 3.5 minutes, which means that potentially the statement or the question for clarity, etc., could be a minute and a half, and then we give off to the department, and then the department replies, and then the next member. Is that okay for strategy moving forward? Yes, specifically with part A, I am aware of time constraints, so I now recognize my own
for that. Thank you very much, Chief. I just want to point out there is no number 3.5 on the field.
Thank you.
see it or if I can they hear it the way I want to hear. I just need clarity on that one. I think it should.
Some cases also the anonymity guarantee if they
we've got a policy around whistle blowing, which we being communicate to stop in the form of workshop, which we do on an annual basis. So that leads us to incorporate that particular policy.
Yes, we've got a standard requirement for the building of libraries. There always will be a ramp. Even the building and the shelving, it's the width as well as the height is taken into consideration, as well as disability toilets must be in any library that we build.
Thank you so much. I have to leave the neighbor school if you have any questions. I see you in the library.
I just have one question I don't know if I can answer. The one that I was asking about the form, the control that is available to the shelving that she's deploying the plan, if the department is the plan, I think the difficulty to see that to the end of the school.
No, that is it. Mine is a follow-up on the HR. I just wanted to understand in terms of the government's stance on the alcohol advocacy. Yeah. What is the that you are trying to do away with the challenges of alcohol abuse? The government is going to do, but now I want to understand as far as alcohol advocacy, what is the stance? As far as and then on the issue of the COVID and the same, I just would like to from the issue of the study, if it has been concluded or is still underway, and if the study is finalized, is it possible that this committee can give you the action of the study that has been made, so that you don't cross question you and that something you think that you could it could be clarified through the study.
So, however, the policy decision is important is our events of alcohol free. We don't promote alcohol. We message people to abuse alcohol. This is the messaging of the department in relation to that. We believe the proposition is probably good enough, and other funders will take it up. But it's a difficult way to answer because you, of course, know that in some places alcohol is quite sponsored. But the main point around the lecture is that the messaging of the department is that we don't promote that. However, part of the trip that we undertook
Language is a very important area, and language
department is trying to, instead of direct reference, is to direct the student center, if you like the human beings. And obviously, racism doesn't fit into it. We're following a policy of non-racism, the fact that we include whoever wants to be included in the various things that we do. And the person that you get included doesn't have to do the language you speak or how you look or whatever. It's just got to do with that person, I show up and I actually want to play football. I show up, I want to engage in your music program. I show up, I want to actually do your arts program. That's our approach in this department. We love that as a department in relation to things. And I think one of the things is that our challenge as a department is to build those things which bind people. And we're looking for what those connections are. And we know in some of the material things that we do, these are things which everybody does in society. And so we obviously have that messaging of a united nation, a united people, what are the things that bind us. You read a document, the whole thing of action is giving people a sense of belonging despite their difference. So I want to say that, but maybe let me just talk a little bit about the sport programs that we engage in.
So within the sport fraternity, there are a number of different programs that Thank you.
more questions? Two more questions? Cecilia, if you can just maybe just talk about the library.
The 226, that is the rural library connectivity project, so that is only for rural libraries. The metro libraries, which are 109 libraries, they have their own internet access which they provide. And then, so there's only a few left in the rural areas, which is mostly we need to look at the infrastructure setup to be able to roll out our project there. So what we are, there's a continuous, every new library that opens in the rural areas is connected with rural library connectivity project. With the DFL Public Library, the community is asked to use the surrounding libraries at the moment. They are repairing the building, it's a municipal building, so they take the responsibility for the repairs, and we've been informed that it will be opened by March 2020. The Zwelinse Library, we are in discussion with the municipality to actually open the library at the school, which is right across where the library burned down. So we're just finalizing the negotiations between the municipality, the school, and province. And then we will, but they've also been asked to just use the library for now in the surrounding areas until we can set up the spot.
Challenge that the threats from the secondary museums are required to be audited by the Auditor General in terms of Section 32 of the Museums Ordinance of 1975. So these museums are very small and it costs so much to work. The matter has been raised by the AG as well. We are in the process of introducing or putting together the Museums Ordinance Amendment. The bill has been drafted, vetted by the conferences, and it will be published as a draft bill in the government address during the course of 2019-2020.
Now, what I want to understand here, in terms of internet connectivity, does the department mean that this that is reflected here, they check for their
anchor. So the internet connectivity is unchecked. So it's running on the Western Cape government broadband, which services all the public facilities.
And because in the department we have a flyer of time. That is 9 or 10 minutes, which is good for time, but I'm seeing the amount of members and now seeing the amount of time. Now, my second question is on page 65.
change for me for the better. My last question.
So there's no area getting more funding than the next area.
Responsibility to ensure those responsible for this vaccine that property are under these difficult financial conditions. And then the next year you are expected to have refurbished and delivered the service again in that place. That's just one question, Chair. The other question I have, Chair, is on page 35, on the after school game changers. I see there in terms of attendance, we have about 84,000 people, 84,974. But at least attend twice a week or more. And that's about the half. I just want to understand the challenges and what, how do we ensure that we encourage attendance? Because really that paint the picture that with poor attendance is 50%, but not 50% of men are there. The second question, Chair, that I have would be on page, I think page 59. And this is it's a question that I think maybe I've asked in other departments. It tends to each child most of these annual support. But it depends member of order differently from department to department. I see that the other spending, one of the reasons is low feeling of post. I think this is a new phase now, slow feeling. Of course, I want to get an understanding as to what we mean there. If it's the slowness of this prescribed way of recruitment, or if it's on your part that you are taking too long to fill a post, and perhaps what suggestions that should come, but I think also our responsibility to assist. What suggestions can come forward in that regard? The other question, Chair, is moving to speak to a page 60. Although it's not really on the sub-program 2.3, I want to, in the context of, I want to get an understanding, as I was saying earlier, not everything that the service will provide will be but I am aware, Chair, that there are differences. I don't know if they should have been brought under the current, under the ARW to your attention, where you would find that there are different groups. You know, in other museums, you would find that they use your home, part of maybe ancestors of member Malay. I use there, but you find that in other groups like Zulu tribe, they have a cultural practice of you need to bury the Zulu tribe passes away, you need to bury and whatnot. You then have instances in the museums where certain groups are raising concerns about the names of their ancestors that are kept in some of these museums. If they are looking, how do we deal with it? The other question, Chair, is on page 63, paragraph 123. The initiation program continues to provide a safe and benefit environment for initiation the cultural practice. I want to get an understanding there of our engagement. We have continuous engagement with the different people that practice this initiative. But also, I think one of the greatest challenges, especially here in the province, has been the issue of the availability of land to practice that cultural activity, like initiation. I know even in the in past there's been engagement around moving where they practice
now would like to go to the board and wait their turn again to be able to come, because they have already got their plan 3 to 5 years ahead. These are the libraries that are actually going to hold. So when one is destroyed as in that case, unfortunately now for us to go back and do that, we have to put that at the bottom, and unfortunately the community suffer. So I just glad want to say that. Just on the challenges that you raised in relation to the after school. So the challenges with the after school are that for attendance numbers, and that the problem is the volunteer group. So there are many things which affect it. It rains in Tondronga. Now remember, we put a very high bar there. You must come twice a week and 70% of the time on that measurement. And there's exams, don't come in exam time. You know. For example, in some of the rural areas where it gets very hot, temperatures go up 40, 37, 40. They may not come on that day and the temperatures are so hot. So our entire kind of offering inside that area is to look at how we can attract you. And by varying the offering, also provide feeding inside those areas. But again, that you know, it's one of these things where you've got institutionalized it. You build all the time. For even primary school people that go to high school, they know this thing is at that high school, and when I get there, this is one of the activities I can actually do. So I think just to maybe to respond to that. And then to respond to your question in relation to the slow learning of course. Again, many factors delay us there. For example, one of these giving examples, check, if you advertise a course and you get 1,000 applicants, now you've got to do a short list of, say, 5 people from that 1,000. Time to be able to do that, you're going to do that with a level of accuracy. Then you've got to have interview processes. Once you finish the interview process, then you've got to have vetting processes. Sometimes on the vetting process, the candidate has chosen the issues. So you're going to make a decision. Are we going to allow this, or should we go to the second candidate? Should the panel be reconvened? Those are the things. I do want everyone to make the point that despite all that, the vacancy rate of the department is only 1%. It's the lowest. I've been the HOD for 11 years in this department. Obviously, overall, we have a structure where we get to free, as the CFO said, over time, 90% of our costs. But on the cost that we have funded, the vacancy rate is 1%, obviously, can't be financed. So, I think with those few words, maybe I can just ask our other colleagues the question of human remains. If you can perhaps just deal with that question of initiation, time, if you need support from the training period. Then there are questions for the support section of the department. In relation specifically to sport and school sport, if you can deal with that. And then the question that was asked about how we member grants, how we distribute federation information, how we're going to prepare financially for the Netball World Cup, and specifically in relation to remedial school and softball, the sports section of the report, we can also do in the Netball World Cup. You can answer that. So let's start with you want to start?
The issue of human remains was clarified by the government in Minister, stating that 4 million remains are not prepared. So subsequently, the department approved guidelines on spending human remains. To date, in fact, on the 30th of September, Cultural Museum had a burial of human remains. Last year in July, following museums had the burials, the Art Museum, George Museum, Great River Museum, and Calling Bay. And there are also plans to continue with the burial of all human remains that are in the village. It will be done that human remains do not belong to us.
So the graph that the funding around is yet that I can answer to is. So the site recorders that we submit, the DTNS from CME, the answer from the Red Hani Federaties. Hani Federaties was the list fund, the players that we support around it, trailer the answer for them, the Red Traders, that is on the website, so the public can take down now and actually qualify here in terms of the provinces. Dan, as we missen maar weer, in April,
in the areas where they are not in class. If you look at page 28, in the third last paragraph, it says there, furthermore, school sports through its neighboring school program initiative in collaboration with the MOC program created and established 104 new clubs. So what we try and do is to, in certain areas, you want to find a hockey club or a baseball club, then we would assist in establishing a club and then linking those clubs to the federations.
Thank you.
deny our first time.